This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in once again to the new eHealth Radio Network and our Smoking Cessation channel. On the show today, we are with Brian Toter, a certified clinical hypnotist located in the Philadelphia suburbs, who uses hypnotherapy to help clients with a broad range of issues, including quitting smoking, weight loss, stress management, and sports improvement. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. So why does hypnosis have such a high success rate of helping smokers quit, even more so than gum or nicotine patches?
Well, it's really funny because the gum and nicotine patches can't work for the simple reason that it's not a nicotine addiction. The problem that most people have with trying to quit smoking is they're listening to the medical community and the drug companies who are saying that it's the nicotine. So when someone comes in my office, I ask them a simple question, which is, do you wake up in the middle of the night just for a cigarette? And the answer is always no. They never do. They could smoke 3 packs, 60 cigarettes a day, and nothing in the middle of the night. And if it's an actual addiction, that's impossible. I've had addiction counselors agree with me, police officers, nurses, doctors, everyone agrees with me. If it's an addiction, you have to wake up and get your drug. So if it's not an addiction, what is it? And it's really a compulsion. It's a compulsion. So when you have a cup of coffee, you need a cigarette. You jump in your car, you need a cigarette. You wake up in the morning, you need a cigarette. And the problem is, if you're trying to treat this with a nicotine patch and you're going down that rabbit hole, you're destined to fail. It's a compulsion. So what I do is I help people break the triggers between the coffee or the jumping in their car, whatever it is, and they stop smoking. And that's why they succeed so well in my office.
Why is hypnotherapy a better alternative to use to quit smoking?
Because it simply works. People try to use cold turkey, for instance. And the problem with cold turkey is, although it makes a great sandwich, It's a terrible way to break any habit because you're going to go back to it. Now, the funny thing about smoking is, and I just discovered this by myself just by seeing literally thousands of people in my office, the thing with quitting smoking is it's like breaking up with somebody. You know, when you break up with someone, you have an emotional reaction to that. You might cry, you get angry, you get nervous, you get muddle-headed, you can't think straight. And it's the same reaction that people have when they quit smoking cold turkey. You start shaking, you get that stomach feeling, you get that headache, you can't think straight. It's not withdrawal symptoms like they all think. It's like breaking up with somebody. So what hypnosis does is it smooths all that out because hypnotism is so relaxing and so calming. You don't get that emotional roller coaster like you do when you quit cold turkey. And of course, if you try other alternatives like, I don't know how acupuncture works in this. I really don't. Quite frankly, maybe it does, but I just don't get it. I really don't. I just don't get it. There's laser therapy. Again, I have no idea how lasers go into this because it's a behavior problem. It's not a physical problem. If you address the physical problem, it's going to fail. Now, people always ask me, well, my best friend, he quit with the patch or the gum or whatever. And usually I can say they were ready to quit. If you hit them with a feather, they would have quit. They were so over the top. Now, that being said, the big caveat is someone can quit cold turkey because someone will come in and say, you know, my husband quit cold turkey. He just stopped. And I always ask them the next question, what happened right before he quit? And usually they'll say, well, his father died or he had a heart attack or his best friend got real sick. And it's like a slap in the face. It's an epiphany moment. And it scares them so much that actually gets them to quit cold turkey. They think that it was willpower, but I can always pinpoint it to some event that happened in their life where they just stopped because their mortality was staring them right in the face. But hypnosis is phenomenal for someone to quit smoking. It just works so well. There's no withdrawal symptoms. There's nothing. And people are, they're amazed. They walk in for a follow-up session saying, I can't believe you don't have a line going out your door. This is astounding. And that's the reaction that I get from most of my clients.
Now, how can hypnosis play an important role in helping people lose weight? I know we've been talking about quitting smoking with hypnosis, but how about losing weight?
Well, smoking is easy. Weight loss is a little more difficult because you don't need to eat cigarettes to live. You still need food, so the dynamic is different. And it's a much longer process. What I do with hypnosis is I have a program called Get Thin, Be Happy, and you can just go to getthinbehappy.com, and I wrote a book about this. I broke it down to 6 easy steps, and this is the culmination of 9.5 years of watching my clients and putting 2 and 2 together and coming up with a real system. It's not a diet, but hypnotism changes the behavior. I just saw recently there was her name is Star. She was on The View years ago, and she had gastric bypass, and she lost a tremendous amount of weight. And like a lot of gastric bypass clients or patients, she gained a lot of her weight back. I just saw it yesterday. And the problem with people on a diet or gastric bypass or do anything drastic like that is they haven't changed their behavior. No behavior change. And what hypnosis does is it helps you change your behavior. How do you see food? Is it your enemy? Is it your friend? Do you use food to feed your body, or do you use food to comfort yourself like a warm blanket? And I help my clients to change their behavior, and it just drastically changes how they feel about food and how they react to it.
Today we are with Brian Toter, a certified clinical hypnotist located in the Philadelphia suburbs, who uses hypnotherapy to help clients with a broad range of issues, including quitting smoking, weight loss, stress management, and sports improvement here on the eHealth Radio Network. Brian, who can be hypnotized? Anybody, or is there any limitations?
Well, it's really funny. Whenever I'm at a party or something and I introduce myself as a hypnotist, I get two questions or two statements. First one is, does that really work? And it always cracks me up. Of course it works. But the second one is, I don't think I could be hypnotized. And it's always in that order. It's the funniest thing. Just about anyone could be hypnotized unless you're drunk or on drugs at the time. And I mean high on drugs. So if you're drunk or high, chances are you're not going to be hypnotized. Someone under 6 years old, someone whose IQ is under 70, and those three groups, because they can't pay attention long enough to experience hypnosis. You can't get, you know, a 5-year-old to really sit and listen to a hypnotist. And if you're high, you're just not going to do it. And if your IQ is too low, you're not going to sit there. The last type of person is somebody who just wants to be difficult. If someone comes into my office and just wants to prove how smarty pants they are, I don't even take them as a client because I know that they're not going to sit and listen to me. Other than that, anyone could be hypnotized. I'll give you an example. I'm sure your listeners have had the experience of driving somewhere and they've missed their exit, or they end up in their driveway and they have no idea how they got from work to their house. That's called highway hypnosis. They zone out. The car is driving by itself, basically, and you don't go through red lights. You don't careen through a school bus. You don't fall off a bridge. You get from point A to point B, and you have no idea how you got there. Another example is reading a book. How many times have you read a book? You read a couple pages, 5 or 6 pages. You have no idea what you just read. That's called a reading trance. Daydreaming in school is hypnosis. So anytime you stare at a spot, television, movies, book, driving, whatever it is, you go into a trance. And almost anyone could be hypnotized. So when someone says, I don't think I could be hypnotized, I kind of chuckle in my head thinking, well, you're not 6 years old, maybe you're high or drunk, or maybe you're very low intelligence. So unless you fit into those categories, you could be hypnotized. Easy.
Well, what would one experience or what would it feel like to be hypnotized?
It is very relaxing. If you remember that feeling right before you wake up, right before you're about to fall asleep, that's what hypnosis feels like. And I say that because that's the exact brainwave that you go into. It's called theta brainwave state. Whenever you're in theta brainwave, you're hypnotized. So you go into theta right before you fall asleep, you know, that real calm, dreamy feeling, or right before you're about to wake up, where it's really calm and relaxing. That's what it feels like to be hypnotized. The reaction that most of my clients have in my office after their first session, and one of the things I do in my office is I actually prove to them that they were hypnotized, so they know it, and that's easy to do. They come out of hypnosis, and they don't want to leave. They're sitting there staring at me just saying, can I just sit here for the rest of the day? I have never been so relaxed. It's so relaxing. I don't know how else to say it. It's just so relaxing.
In conclusion, Brian, what could you leave with our listeners with parting advice in regards to hypnotherapy?
Well, there's a couple of resources. If you're local to the Philadelphia area, if you're in southeastern Pennsylvania, you can always go to my website at PlymouthHypnosis.com, Plymouth, like Plymouth Rock, PlymouthHypnosis.com. I've been there. It's almost 10 years. It's a thriving business, one of the largest in the country. Another resource is GetThinBeHappy.com. Get Thin Be Happy is a book that I wrote. It's extraordinary. You can get it on the Amazon Kindle for $9.95 or the Nook, or you can get the hard copy. And let me tell you, this really works. And in the book, there's some hypnosis programs that you could download for free. It's extraordinary. If you follow the plan in the book, you will lose weight. I know it. I just know it. Lastly, I have an extraordinary website that I own. It's called HypnosisCenterUSA.com, HypnosisCenterUSA.com. And I have a bunch of really amazing qualified hypnotherapists from around the world. Some of them work on cruise lines. They travel the world. It's incredible. And there's some extraordinary hypnosis programs, anything from how to increase your golf game to memory techniques, weight loss, smoking. Everything you need is on that site. And if you have any questions, you can actually email me right from that website.
We've been speaking with Brian Toter, a certified clinical hypnotist located in the Philadelphia suburbs, who uses hypnotherapy to help clients with a broad range of issues, including quitting smoking, weight loss, stress management, and sports improvement. The website of reference is HypnosisCenterUSA.com. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Definitely. Likewise. So good to have you. Great wealth of information. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network, and we thank you for listening to this Smoke Cessation channel. And until next time, enjoy.